With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli soldiers are battling Hamas fighters in the streets of southern Israel and launching retaliation strikes across Gaza. The president of the American Jewish Congress organization, Jack Rosen, says the attack was waged during a Jewish holiday, similar to the Yom Kippur War that began 50 years ago.
It's not a coincidence that 50 years and one day after the, Yom Kippur War, that Hamas would make a major action like this. Their idea of celebrating is not exactly what the world's idea tends to be. And so I don't think that's an accident. I think they purposely did it.
The fighters took captives back into the coastal enclave, including women, children, and the elderly. Also on SRNews.com, a Taliban government spokesperson says the death toll from strong earthquakes that shook western Afghanistan has jumped to more than 2,000. The United States Geological Survey reported the initial quake in Herat province on Saturday had a magnitude of 6.3. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz made few friends on the GOP side of the aisle when he led efforts to oust House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last week. New York Congressman colleague Mike Lawler says Gaetz's actions are a setback to GOP efforts in the House.
Because of Matt's actions, because he wanted to use this as a vehicle to remove the Speaker, he has derailed everything that we have been working on.
Lawler tells the Salem Radio Network there is less than 45 days to pass single-subject appropriations bills, but as the House is in utter chaos because of Gaetz. And customers may need a dose of patience at U.S. pharmacy counters as those businesses start their busiest season. Drug and staffing shortages haven't gone away. This is SRN News. A new poll on politicians and religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks voters how important it is that a candidate share their religious views. Amongst the general population, 42% say it is important for the person they cast the ballot for to agree with them on matters of faith. White evangelical Protestants feel a lot stronger about it. 75% say they want a politician who agrees with their religious views, compared to 56% of black Protestants and 44% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado's highest court says it'll hear the case of a Christian baker who refused to make a cake celebrating a sex change. The decision comes after a U.S. Supreme Court victory this summer for a graphic artist who didn't want to design wedding websites for same-sex couples. Baker Jack Phillips won a partial victory before the high court in 2018 after refusing to make a gay couple's wedding cake. This is SRN News. The Senate's lone black Republican is criticizing Democratic leaders for needlessly dividing the country by fostering a culture of grievance. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who is also seeking the GOP presidential nomination, criticizes New York Congressman Jamal Bowman, who belittled Scott's conservatives' convictions by using a racial epithet.
He's not an idiot. He is malicious. He's the guy that pulls the alarm in the House of Representatives. And to cover his tracks, what does he do? He does what Joe Biden and the radical left do every single time. They hide behind the race card or the class card.
Scott spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Donald Trump's decision to insert himself into the chaotic race to replace Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker will serve as a test of the former president's sway with lawmakers as he works to win a second term. More details at SRNnews.com.